good entities, bad entities? What do you think? What's the percent there?
I believe in human and in human spirits. Are you looking for a percentage on the cases?
Uh-huh.
Well, like I said, I believe you can disprove about 80% of the cases. Now, that last 20%, maybe you've got 5% that appear to be human spirits, and you've got the really rare, I'd have to really go like 0.05% might be inhuman spirits. More people just want to assume that things are demonic, and that's, I don't think that's what it's about.
It's very easy to blame the devil, you know what I mean? And a lot of people like to wish away their problems by saying they're possessed, and a lot of times they're not.
Have you guys come across what you would call pure evil?
Yeah, actually, it was funny because we just started a magazine on the TAPS site, and it's a TAPS paramagazine, and we were going to be writing up a huge thing about possessions and the past cases that we did that was going to be coming out in the third edition. But it's also going to be listing a lot of the false claims of it and how people perceive even a malicious human spirit. All of a sudden, you get the wrong investigator in your house, and they've just told you it's a demon. Right. And then they disappear. And you
freak out.
And you call them back, and they're only going to come back for $1,500. I'm sure you've heard these stories, George. You know what I mean?
That was your voice who called on open lines last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure.
We did have a situation where there was a possession of a 9-year-old girl, and it was just, it was heart-wrenching to watch. It took 4 grown men to restrain her. And, she was a frail 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And, we finally, we had a priest come in and kick it out, and she slept for 2 days straight. Come to find out, her older sister was offering her up in some rituals. It's just, it's bad.
Well, in my old hometown of St. Louis, that's where that movie, Exorcist, was based on.
It was based on the little boy, that's correct.
They apparently, after they closed down that wing of the hospital, Alexis Brothers Hospital, they gave away or sold off some of the furniture that was in that hospital room, the bed, the bureau, and things like that. And people apparently who picked up those things also started experiencing very strange hauntings and things like that.
God, it's like the curse of the James Dean's car.
Right? Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, you think about it. I mean, if it was that negative, it could...
it attaches itself.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. The
government
energy.
With that.
What do you guys do to cleanse yourself? How do you know that you can't get healed?
Honestly, I believe everybody has their own beliefs. We have all different religions in the group. And I believe that your powers comes from you. It's inside you. So
we have team members that go in with crosses, people who sage themselves. Jay and I just stroll right in. I mean, some people need to put their belief, like Jay said, in an object. And other people, it's just in yourself.
Wildcard Line, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Norrie.
Hello, you.
Hi, boys.
Hi. How you doing?
I want to tell you, I love the show.
Thank you.
And, Mr. Norrie, I love listening to you on Coast.
Well, thank you. You sound like you're a little bit from...
Texas. Out of Arlington.
I didn't even have to guess.
The question that I have is the thing that was in the quarter from the prison.
Yes.
That you got on film.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened? Do you know anything about the shadow people that they talk about on Coast?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Could that have been that?
It could have been anything. That's the problem. We just don't know. I wish we had clearer footage.
Yeah, we sent that footage out to different post houses to try to clean up and so forth. It's just tough. We don't know. The thing that bothers us is there was another entrance into that area that somebody could have gotten to. The problem, everybody that was there was with us, according to, what we had, but there's always the possibility, and we got to leave that door open.
I see. Well, I love the show. You're doing great work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that means a lot to us because we're not acting, this is what we do.